Are you ready to rumble?
Welcome to the Dysfunctional Pod. And our lives are a mess. Blake, come on. Get off Snapchat.
No. I'm never gonna... The grind never ends.
Gross!
Shut up!
Oh, come on.
This is just in for our sponsor.
Cheers.
Coca-Cola Zero.
Zero sugar.
Zero sugar, excuse me. And these are the minis.
How much
21 milligrams of caffeine.
It's not bad.
That's like, what, less than a regular Coke?
Yeah, almost like it's mini. Chug, 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 chug.
Yes, keggers.
Yep, can't wait.
I need to make this last because I'm going to sleep in 2 hours. Because I'm a good kid.
I never sleep.
Who needs to get to school?
What's that?
I'm still putting
together my schedule for the week, as you can see.
Tear off corner. Jeez, I can't.
Are we trying that?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, so we went to Target and we bought some...
A lot of snacks.
We bought a lot of snacks. My mom made me leave my...
Half of our snacks
upstairs because she got mad at me for keeping chocolates away.
But this might be...
But...
So these may contain...
I can't wait to try them.
Nuts.
I don't...
Like,
hit
I don't
me.
Think you can have these.
Okay, I... All
I don't. I don't want. I don't want to be.
Truffles say that though.
But I don't want to be responsible for your death.
I won't die. Okay. I know the EpiPen,
but that means that we'd have to quickly rush you to the hospital.
No, that doesn't mean anything. Okay, you get
EpiPens
a choice.
Don't.
You get. Okay, I have to do this.
These are expired.
It's fine.
It's expired by 4 years.
It still works.
That's what they all say before it does it.
It's better than nothing, Blake.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you open these? Oh.
You just rip it.
I don't want to rip it because it's so delicate.
Oh my...
It's like when you know somebody's spent a lot of time wrapping a gift. Like, you know they've spent... They put a lot of time and effort into it.
I don't know what that's like.
I don't either. I don't put any time or effort.
I don't either. I'm just kind of
Legit just take a paper bag and, like, a brown paper bag.
I remember for Bryce's birthday, you didn't even wrap the white rice.
No, I didn't. I put it in a
Target
bag.
And he hated it.
To death. All
right, to death.
That was an original podcast.
Yeah, that was. I'm kind of scared to try that. Is this okay?
This is a chili dark chocolate.
It smells nice.
Infused with spicy red chili.
Is it good?
Yeah. I don't...
Can I see the ingredients?
I'm not affected by spicy
food. It's coca butter.
I'm not
sugar,
affected by spicy
chocolate.
Food.
Okay, this is just in case I break out and we sue Lynch Chocolates.
We can't!
I haven't tried it yet, but just for the record, this can be used in a court of law. The ingredients...
No, you can't. Because
it
says that it may contain peanuts or tree nuts.
May contain, but also, it's not an accurate warning, because... You're essentially choosing life or death.
You are. You are. I'm perfectly fine. I'm normal.
I didn't ask to be made like this.
I can be vegan if I wanted to.
I can't.
I know you can.
Alright. Okay, I got the EpiPen.
This is hilarious.
I'm scared. Okay.
So, Lauren is slowly, alright, I know how to use an EpiPen, so I'll help you out, buddy.
Okay, take the blue top off.
I'm not gonna do it now.
Okay.
Which thigh would you want to be?
the nearest one.
So this one?
Yeah.
But
I'm kind of scared. I'm actually scared. I don't know.
You don't have to be scared. All right, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're not going to die. I swear.
Okay, I've had Lindt chocolate
before. Yeah, just eat it.
I can't wait for this tape to be played in court. Did you or did you not kill Lauren Gator? You told her to eat it, and she did. Ready?
Yeah. Set. Tell me if your airway is descent. She put the chocolate in.
I put a corner in.
A corner, yeah. The one corner that doesn't contain tree nuts.
But the rest does. Josh don't let mine. I would feel the effects right away, so no.
Ah, crap!
Don't come at me like that!
What do you think of it? I like these. I'm not affected by spicy food, as I said like 20 times already.
I get that.
But
I'm not affected, really, either.
Oh.
I've never eaten a jalapeno, though.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
What kind of spicy foods have you eaten, then?
Salsa.
Ketchup.
That could have been the whitest thing
ever. Yeah, that is the whitest thing you've ever said.
I hope Ruben's listening.
Apart from whatever you said about Starbucks the other day.
What did I say about Starbucks? I don't know.
Anything. I feel like this isn't going to go anywhere.
I can feel the spice in the back of my throat.
Yeah. It's really nice. That makes me sound like a sociopath. But
okay, no, I get that.
But it's
actually
like,
my throat's been like hurting for a couple
days. No, it's like a really nice. It's a nice spice. Like, it's not a hit you hard spice. It's like a nice tingle.
It is.
And we also have these Oreo handy snacks.
This is our ASMR episode.
Yeah, we should have hooked it up into the GarageBand.
We should have.
So
it's a good thing you feel that burning in the back of your throat, because I thought I was dying for a split second.
No. Let's see, how deep do we want to go?
Mm.
How deep?
Oh, no. Brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Brought to you by Coca-Cola and Oreo and Lindt.
Thanks for not killing me, buddy. Anyways.
Yeah, we almost have to, like, send them an email.
Yeah. Actually, a few months ago, a Starbucks drink caused me to have an allergic reaction.
I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah, and my mom, she was like, the other day, she's like, you know, I forgot to reply to the Starbucks email that was going to give us, like, free Starbucks at one point. And I'm like,
do it now.
I mean, they're probably afraid that they're probably waiting for the.
They're probably waiting for a lawsuit.
They are. They probably are. I mean,
they're preparing all of their lawyers.
To be honest, my mom, when that happened, I hadn't seen my mom this mad since this lady was like back in Costco when I was 9. I wanted to try one of the samples, and this lady was like,
I don't like these Oreos as much.
Really? Are they bad?
No, they're just, like,
okay,
the dipping goes.
Like, oh yeah, the dipping goes.
They're like any other bread and.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice.
Hold the fire, Lauren. Oh man.
Do you see me almost fall?
Yes. I was gonna say no. He's on the exercise ball. He's not farting. In case you're picking that up.
They probably are. You're probably picking everything up.
Great.
Because Snowden.
Snowden! Hey, NSA! Yeah.
So, I was thinking, yesterday, I was like, you know, I really want to do an interlude episode, but I didn't know what we should do it on. So, I just brainstormed a lot of questions that I constantly have. And one of them is, I've told you this one, and it's saved in my notes on my phone. How do I make an introvert an extrovert?
Oh, we've talked about this. Yeah, we have.
Because.
Because.
I was introverted as a child. And.
Okay. Yeah.
I've definitely grown out of that because
I'd say so, yeah.
Actually, I think I wrote.
Do you think because of, like, the influence of your friends that you made?
It might have been. Mm-hmm. It might have been. But even then, like. Because I made friends with you, and you consider yourself more introverted.
I am, actually.
And Myers. You.
What?
What?
The Myers-Briggs test thing. There tells you what kind of introvert, extrovert kind of thing you are. But I'm an INFP, and INFPs are actually the most extroverted introverts.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually depends on who I'm with, but I can be very extroverted, but also I'm, at times I can just be like, oh my god, I want to die, I hate people. But like, I don't hate people, let's go for the record. I just get tired. And I like books and my fictional boyfriends, and I just...
Me fun?
Stop. Okay.
How many times have we... Oh wait, that might be too meta. Because this is coming out before Graceland's episode.
Yep.
Where we talked about Me Fun for a hot second.
We did. I feel like in every episode we have talked about him.
I don't know. I don't think we... Did we in Zach's?
Maybe. We'd have to listen back.
We don't have time for that now.
No, we don't. But other times. Lucifer, you can't have this.
But.
It's chocolate.
I think. And then there's something that I do that I don't want to do, and that's become vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on a daily basis, I want to become vulnerable. And I think for this year, I've tried to become as vulnerable as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So far, that's going great.
I mean, we had that moment in the car.
Yeah.
Like, where we had that really cool heart talk. Yeah. That was intense.
That was crazy. And then
I know.
Grace and Grok, Grace Square decided to call us.
I know.
And then, as great as that call was, because I know that Graceland's gonna listen to this episode,
I know. Like, that's it. I did interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
What was it? I also struggle with being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can be vulnerable.
I feel like a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's normal, it's human. Like, you take in all these experiences mm-hmm. from the world and you isolate yourself just to protect. And that's fine, but like, if you, you have the opportunity.
This is some really good chocolate.
I know. God, that's so good. And it doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
It's good. But personally.
Scores rating.
Personally, I've always been a little more guarded. Mm-hmm. But also, I've been trying to be an open book. And it's not easy.
I'm 100%, like, if you were to come up to me, ask me anything about my life, and this goes to anybody who's listening, like, if you were to ask me something, I'd straight up
ask.
I'd answer.
You reply with a question.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, that sounds like me. Actually, one of my coworkers had asked
Nathan
me.
Did that, actually.
Over.
Do I have a Pinterest account? Maybe.
It's great how he deflects.
Yeah.
What was it? One of my coworkers, Ruben, actually, he was... No, you can't have this. This is spicy chocolate. But he was like...
It's spicy. That's why you can't have it.
You can have it, Lucifer. Anyway, he had asked me once. He's like, so, tell me, who is Lauren? He said those exact words to me, and I was like, eh. I mean, I like books, and that was about it. I was vague. I also had an old friend of mine come up to me and, like, tell me. He's like, it took me a really long time to get you to open up as a person. So, I guess I'm reserved, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But also, My mom did say that she's like, I've never seen you become such fast friends with someone as you did with Blake.
Yeah.
So.
I like to think of that as a plus.
I know.
I think it's a little scary how that happened. I know. I'm scared of how much power I have.
Because we're different. We're very different people.
You are very much a creative, and I am very much analytical. Even though you're the one that's over here like, hey, Blake, look at these analytics. I'm like, oh, great. Because I wrote down on my notebook, don't worry about the analytics of about, the podcast.
About, what is it, what I sent you, the percentage stuff?
Yeah.
I just think that's cool.
It is. 100% cool. Like, but I don't want that to be my main focus.
I
have to train myself to be like, yes, Blake, that's great, but don't worry about the fact that, say, this episode got more listens than this episode, and what you could do differently, because this is just a cool side project that we do.
Yeah, it's fun. Like,
this is just our little side project that we do to reflect the fact that we have schoolwork.
Yeah, that's true.
And that I have a test tomorrow.
You do? Oh, God.
That I would have already taken by the time this goes up.
Wait,
so.
What test is it?
Statistics.
You're fine.
I know, I am.
Is that why you decided to tell Bryce that you had a statistics test today?
Because he thought it might have been today. He texted me last night. He's like, hey, Blake, is the statistics test tomorrow or Tuesday? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday, buddy. I was right. But, yeah, we are polar opposites in most ways.
We are. Our humor's similar, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, to be honest, I'll laugh at anything.
Yeah.
To a certain point.
That's debatable. I'm pretty sure I've made some pretty dark jokes to you. I mean, I don't make dark jokes.
Like, dark jokes, I get it. Because, or sometimes when, like, no, your humor doesn't come across as creepy, but sometimes other people make creepy jokes, and I just kind of laugh nervously because I don't know what.
You know, some people just, I don't even know if they're joking. Like, when they say that my skin would look good on as their lampshade.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Did somebody actually say
that? No.
Oh my God.
That was a joke in and of itself.
Okay, I watch too much true crime stuff. I thought there was someone there too.
Oh
my God. I live in the basement now, Blake. You can't go saying stuff like that.
No, I thought somebody was up on the... I thought I saw a shadow on the stairs.
I thought you were like...
It might have been...
Was it Lawrence?
No.
Okay. Lawrence is my...
Who's that in the mirror? I did that in the antique store in Stillwater.
So stupid.
I'm like, guys... Guys, they're like, why is there an empty space in this picture? I'm like, what, you don't see him?
That's great.
And Croc and Grace got so freaked. It was great. I loved it. And I kept on doing it to everything. It was so overplayed, but it still worked.
I would have... I should do that one time. I'll just steal all your jokes.
Yeah, steal all my jokes. I'm cool with it.
Is it? Also, like... Is it? I forgot.
Are these the waters from...
Yeah, I'm so lazy. I don't know how to pick them.
They're even in the same spot. This is mine, this is Grace's, that's yours.
I haven't touched them. I actually was, like, really thirsty and I didn't know which one was mine. So I just kind of left it.
I'm pretty sure Grace's had a little more in it, so...
But she was sitting over... Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
There was... What?
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 Alright, you can eat all of the Oreos, I'll eat all the chocolate.
What? I think you're getting the better half of the deal.
I am. 100%. I feel like...
Gag reflex.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. Like, see, I could never do that. What? Like, what was it? Be public about a joke with people I don't know really well? Like,
you know I do that all too often.
I know, and like, it amazes me that you're so comfortable with it, because I just, whenever somebody says, like, something witty to me at work, I just don't know any comebacks, or I don't, but it depends on who I'm with. Like, what was it, a few nights ago when I was with Gracelyn, Grace, and Hannah at the Mall of America, was it, me and Gracelyn were running through Mall of America, like, she was doing the Phoebe run, and I was just kind of making these, like, oh, I don't know how to do them, but, like, they're...
Oh. That's...
It was like a crab walk kind of thing.
Yeah, that was...
It was fun.
It was, that was really awkward.
I know, because this is a small space.
Yeah. I can't even describe what you did, so...
well, it was like a crab walk, but...
Yeah. It,
running
it was
forward?
Like a, it was like if you take a step, but you decide to put all of your hips range of motion into it, that's what you just did.
Yeah. The way you described it sounded like I was possessed. Someone called the Vatican.
Much. Yeah. We need the Pope in here.
But I am the Pope.
No, you aren't.
Oh my gosh, another...
We still have...
Cilantro. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It's 2 days past.
It's currently, but it's gonna be like a week past.
I know. I know. This is...
You've gotta get the fat... You got... What? Oh my gosh.
Is there Guinness in these mini cokes?
I think there was some in the chocolate.
The spice is mingling.
Yeah.
I want t-shirts that says to say that. The spice is mingling.
Along with our team, Owen.
Yeah, sure. Team Owen. Everyone vote. Every time we put out a new episode.
Everyone vote. It's on the highlight of the Instagram.
Actually, I tried erasing the Team Owen and Team Trevor thing, but the Team Owen won't come off.
Yeah, because there's six of us.
Well, there's also the fact that
plus,
maybe
like
Zach used a marker on my whiteboard.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm not... No hard feelings, but... I saw Zach at work a few days ago, and I went up to, well, he went up to me, because he was asking for the 20th anniversary Star Wars Lego sets, and
all right, now I've got to stop drinking these.
And I didn't know, but...
That's too much caffeine.
I told him that he put us on the map, because that was the morning I figured out how many views we had.
Mm-hmm.
How many listens. And he was... overjoyed. It was great. I'm so... Ah, thanks, guys. I'm pretty sure they're mostly just family members.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, all my great aunts and uncles listening to all of it. I don't know. I know my grandparents listen to it, but they're sick right now. Like, with pneumonia. They couldn't come to...
Like, your grandparents?
Yeah, like, both of them are sick with pneumonia. They couldn't come to my, which cousin is this?
It's a common myth is that Donald Duck was banned in Finland because he didn't wear pants.
I love Finland. I have always dreamed of moving to Finland.
That's a common myth, though. Like, is that...
I think we'll have to call Finland to find out. Does Finland have a phone number?
Probably.
Let's do it. Phone home. Finland. Our next guest is Finland. Get off Snapchat.
Screw off.
Oh, man.
I really hate how we have school tomorrow. Or at least... Yeah.
I have school tonight. Because I work today.
Like, the fact that I had to get back from that break.
I get it.
And then 12 more weeks and then I'm done.
Less than that for me. I'll be done
Yeah, because you started earlier.
But we'll be graduating together.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So.
You'll be. It's stuck.
I noticed. That's what she said.
Oh, God.
All right. These. I didn't eat dinner.
No, you did. I thought you had the last of the lasagna.
I did, but that's not dinner. That's like a snack.
That's the last of the lasagna. That's there like was a huge piece.
It wasn't huge.
It was.
It was tiny.
No, it wasn't.
That was a small. That was like a 2x4.
Okay. Look at my size then. Like, I don't eat much.
Look at me.
I can eat a lot.
All right.
Okay. Don't. I don't want to see anything.
That sounds really
bad. That sounds really bad, too. He just kind of just...
Alright, no, you think that I've got... It looks like I don't eat anything.
He just kind of grabbed his shirt, and I thought he was going to, like, start unbuttoning it.
I know, the fact that you
said... That's not what we're doing here!
The fact that you said unbutton, too, like, that could mean multiple things, because...
No, shirt.
Because, yeah, exactly, because I have a button fly.
We're not...
I hate button flies, by the way.
I don't... What's a button fly?
A button fly is when, instead of a zipper...
Okay, yeah, I get...
They're, like, 4 buttons.
That's so gross. Why would anyone do that?
Well, they're on, like, chinos and crap.
Oh, so, like...
kind of fancier pants. Like
no, actually, Target sells them.
Oh, so they're not that fancy.
Shut up! We're a high-end store!
Higher end than Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen Walmart these days?
Yeah. But button flies really suck because, especially when you really need to go.
I can't relate to this at all, but okay.
I know you can't, but maybe somebody at home will. Like, alright, so, you gotta really, it's terrible. And then you're at the urinal for too long because you're trying to button it back up. So
everyone's
somebody's like, what are you doing over there? And I'm like, I'm trying to button up!
Like, what's wrong with that guy?
It's like the equivalent of wearing a romper. Like, I feel like that would be the most equivalent male to female.
Or maybe, like, those shorts with so many buttons on them.
Yes, yeah.
I've always wanted them, but I don't.
Now you don't.
I don't, because they're...
You're going to realize how much of a pain in the butt they are.
Oh, that's true.
What? I can't open this.
Do you need an adult,
No,
like...
I don't. I'm just going to finish.
Here, I got you.
I'm just going to eat the chocolate.
No.
What, did you want to eat
no,
the last
it's
two
fine,
bricks?
No, it's fine. I'm good.
No,
did
you
just
eat...
call them grits?
I said bricks.
Oh, I thought you said grits, Blocks. And I'm like, that's not a good... I don't know.
We should have gotten grits.
I don't know what grits are.
They're food.
Okay.
Like rice.
Oh, we'll white them. Rice?
Mifan? My Chinese teacher met Mifan.
How did that go?
That went great because she was wondering why his name was Mifan. I was like, that's...
Did she see him and say, oh, that makes sense now?
It was a sister, I knew. Oh.
What?
She's talking about NCIS.
Grace?
Yeah.
My sister?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She said, it was a sister, I knew it!
Oh my god, she's up there watching.
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, you're one of my favorite people.
Mid-podcast. That's what she says.
Exactly.
And by the way, if you've stuck around this far, you can probably click off now because nothing's gonna happen from here to the end.
Yeah, if you're trying to skip around for more good introvert-extrovert content, I mean, well, actually...
We could dabble back into that.
So what... I feel like...
I hate all this...
What are your perceptions of introverts as an extrovert looking in? But you have some experience, too.
Yeah. I kind of want to move chairs, but
move
I
chairs.
Don't.
Move chairs.
But I don't. Like, I like this exercise ball.
Okay. Be difficult. Guys, Blake's such a diva.
rephrase that question. Do you want me...
Like, what do you... Like, Okay.
What do I think about introverts?
Yeah, because as a general, like, okay, good.
But...
Because some people don't.
But some of them are just too awkward.
Are you talking about a specific person?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because
I was going to say...
But...
No.
Like, sometimes I'm impatient. And I just... you know... When somebody's too introverted, like even to work on a project,
uh-huh.
I'm like, great. Like, you, like, the extrovert of the group mainly has to do the project.
Yeah.
Have you realized that the.
Well.
It's either an extreme the extrovert has to do it or the extreme the introvert has to do it.
Yeah, I found that out, like, when I first came to. The school,
mm-hmm.
Like, 9th grade, I was paired up with two I don't know if they were popular, but,
yeah. Like, more well-known and
more well-known
had
kids.
A bigger friend group. Yeah.
And so, I ended up doing, like, an English project alone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, crap, this is gonna be, like, C-minus work, because ADHD, natural procrastinator, love that. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But online school's easier. Because now we can just be all... We're all introverts and we're all, like, leaders.
What did I send DJ?
What?
DJ liked the post you shared.
Oh, it was that one...
Oh, yes! The
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The Arctic one.
Arctic Monkeys one.
Yes. Briss and I didn't send you that one because of reasons.
It wasn't time. It was...
It wasn't not. I'd never send that to her. that would be kind of...
I know, buddy. It's
too inappropriate.
So, you get impatient?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's also just natural... That's just natural character trait of me.
I get that.
Sometimes I'm impatient with people.
Alrighty. Cool. I see... Before mm-hmm. I got to know extroverts, I always found them kind of scary.
Yeah, because we're louder.
Grace is an extrovert, and I've spent my entire life by her.
Yeah. We're definitely louder people.
I know.
Like, we are ready for social situations.
Yeah, and I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm realizing how unprepared I am in the world because I'm just kind of like, I can't go up and ask for ketchup. I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can't go to Culver's and ask for freaking ketchup.
I can't order.
What am I going to do with my life?
Like, that's my brain. Like, 90% of the time. And what is it? Partially, that's also anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it?
Why am I sitting so close to this chair?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, that was because that's where the exercise ball was when you and Gracelyn. You're in Gracelyn's.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, they were killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Later on.
We were on opposite sides of the room.
Screaming.
Screaming.
Yeah. The... What was I gonna say?
I have no clue.
Yeah. My brain just kind of works as a screaming. And over the years, my sister has been like, I'll order for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to. But, and everyone's been like, oh yeah, it's really funny. Grace can't go anywhere. Like, Lauren can't go anywhere without Grace because Grace knows how to function as a human being.
I hate how it seems like everybody has what they wanted. Like, we're both seniors in high school currently.
Mm-hmm.
So it sucks when I see people who are better off than me.
Both,
financially.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm unemployed, but I get pretty good money.
Yeah.
For doing side jobs. But I also have no idea what I want to do with my life.
I get that. Actually, like, is it? I grew up, what is it? I grew up kind of like, I don't wanna, like, I grew up having a sort of resentment for people who could get, like, just could figure things out naturally because it took me longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like a bitter, like, I was a little bitter about it, but I never let it affect my relationships with people, mm-hmm. because I cared more about my relationships than I did my own issue. And my issues, seeing everyone off doing things, like they're going to what could be considered a better school.
Yes, yes.
Or like a better, like, they're just well off.
Yeah, they know what they want to do. Like, they have their crap together. They're like, this, like, they've got a set path.
Yeah, and I've always felt...
Which is good and bad in some ways.
Because you feel like you can... There's no
because
flexibility.
You know, yeah, because you know that you want to walk this path. But if something, like, hits you along the way, you're screwed.
Yeah, and I've learned that from, like... I've learned that never to expect the best thing to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going to... like, measure up in some ways. Like, I know as an aspiring writer.
English major, guys.
English major. Not public speaking major. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
100%.
It's called a comedian. Or a pastor.
They don't even go to college.
No, they don't. But...
Or else they go to college for stupid things like English majors.
Hey, I mean, I'm on my way. No, I have stage fright. It's why I'm doing this podcast.
Yeah. You have the face for radio.
Yeah. Jim Hand, 2019. So... What's coming out here? So... As I know that I won't get a book deal out of... Call it... Alright. Sorry, that was my brother trying to communicate with me. I know I won't get a book deal straight out of college, because that's incredibly rare.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been following this one author who's actually been very realistic about her expectations with publishing and stuff. And it's not always going to be set in stone. Mm-hmm. And I think I realized that I need... to loosen up my plans for the future.
You need to keep them flexible.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, hey, if this goes right, I'd take it, but if it doesn't, I can't be pissed off that,
like,
it didn't go that way.
Yeah, and it's natural to get pissed off about something like that, but also it's what you do to get, you have to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because disappointment's just going to be, it's going to fuel your creativity and push you to be better. But yeah.
I'm not creative.
You are.
I'm not creative.
You're musical.
I'm musical, but I'm not creative.
I think everyone's creative to a degree.
I'm more left-brained.
This reminds me of the Bo Burnham song. I am the left-brained. Oh, man.
And that goes into what we were talking about earlier, how we are opposites.
Oh my gosh, what if we're just two halves of one brain?
We're twins.
I'm a year older than you. Like, yeah, it's... I think everyone is creative to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Well, yeah.
Rob Morgan.
What a guy. The Rob Morgan, not the one from Stranger
Things.
No,
we're not talking about him.
Minneapolis bassist Rob Morgan.
That's Grace running upstairs.
Yeah.
Or Jackson. I don't know. But, yes, Rob Morgan, please have us on your podcast. We'd love to be guests. And fuel our podcast, support us. No, don't. I think you can be very creative when it comes to comedy. Because of the memes.
The memes. That Jenny... Like, Jenny does most of it.
She does. She does.
She's done three-fourths of the...
Done wonderful things. But also, you're...
I started
you're
it
pretty
off.
Good.
Yeah. I kicked it.
I've, like, made two memes, and they're not very good. Mostly because I just...
I've
been drained.
I have... I made that one meme, a smoothie meme, which takes a lot of thought to realize what it was, and that was my failure, and that's kind of what got me to be like, I'm running out of ideas.
I get that.
And that's what made me go on that hiatus for a while. Until last night when I made...
That was a good
actually
one.
Before when I made... When Jackson told us about Mount Robmore.
I know, that's kind of started it off
and
again.
And that fueled me again. I'm like, I can Photoshop.
I can do it. Like, it just... Yeah. Creative ruts suck.
And you were talking about how people are naturally gifted at some things, while... And how you were like, man, I don't, like, you didn't want to, but you were kind of mad at people who could naturally get stuff. That's me for statistics. But then when I look at you, and then you're like, yeah, I can write a paper. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm looking at the word count the whole time. I'm like, all right. 2,000 words, I am 20 words in.
That's...
I'm 100... I've just got... Like, I don't want to write a paper. And I don't have the capacity to.
Definitely depends on...
And paper. I don't know why I took a creative writing class.
I think... Writing's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
But the only thing I do in that class is nothing. Like, I don't know what.
I'm trying to think. Like, you should be. Like, I guess. Creative writing's very, it can be very intricate, or you can make it as basic as you want to. Yeah. It's all in your hands. Like, you could combine two things you really love, or, like, Rob and the Arctic Monkeys, like, make a fan fiction where they meet up and they have to launch themselves into space to save the world from Thanos. I don't know.
Nicholas O'Malley dies, so Rob has to take his place.
Mr. Morgan, I don't feel so good. Like, come up with weird ideas that no one could ever think.
I wish I could, but we're writing, like, memoirs and crap. I'm like, that's not creative writing.
That can be, actually, because...
It can be, but it's...
It allows you... It's more of a personal essay.
That's something that I should have been doing... Actually, no, we did do it in college writing. Like, we should have been doing it in college writing while... I wanted to see how long it took you to...
It didn't take long at all. I just really hate feet. This is every podcast episode where I've said I really hate feet.
That's too meta for this. In the future, you'll see where that... came from. Unless you're binging this.
Then you know and you're tired of it already. Yeah. I can't help what I don't like, so.
Yeah.
But what was I gonna say? Writing memoirs is really hard because you don't think anything interesting's happened.
Yeah. And then you kind of have to dig deep into a
memory. Yeah, you have to, like, look you also have to, which like, is why look I don't yourself. Believe
it's creative writing.
Like,
because it's not creative, you're just digging into a past memory.
But also, by doing that, you can create something beautiful and more.
But I want a cool, I want to make a cool, I don't want to make, like, a freaking, like, I don't want to take a snapshot of my life and paint it, like, as realism.
That's fair.
I want to add my own crap. I can easily do that, but I want to, like, I don't want it to be a perfect picture. I want it to, I want to be able to throw my own crap in there. Like, I want to make something. I don't want to just pull it down to its core in a creative writing class.
I get that.
Because I have no aspiration to actually write a paper on, like, how I was drinking a thing of water and aliens came down. And
see, that's creative.
Yeah, but I don't have any aspiration to do that.
It's hard. Like, I did try writing a memoir just for funsies a few months ago, but I realized I couldn't do it. But because I wanted to add my own stuff, mm-hmm. like you were talking about. But I did actually create something better from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually writing the first draft right now. But that's it's basically
as we're speaking. You're actually typing on your computer.
No. I'm on the second chapter right now. So it's like going really slow because of school.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you can combine a lot more, like you're allowed to write about your life.
No.
You're allowed to self-insert yourself in your story.
You see, I just don't...
But...
I feel like a creative writing class is actually kind of... It's actually counterintuitive.
It is.
Because it's a class where you should be creative, but you've got guidelines.
Yeah.
And you're confined to those guidelines, which isn't creativity.
It's true.
Because... We have taken creativity and we've boxed it where only these are creative. Like, these ideas that...
Yeah.
Like, this is all pop music.
It is. It's these, just repeating over and over and over.
Like, these four chords are the four chords that you have to use. This outline... Like, this goes to music theory. This you can only move this chord to this chord.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you can only do this much with this song, or else it's going to sound good.
Yeah.
So we can find creativity, and we grasp it, and we choke it. But
yeah.
That's not what creativity is.
It's not. And I think we used to be, like, so enamored with the next new thing, but now mm-hmm. we're stuck in a rut, like, where all the movies are... sequels,
yeah.
or their remake of some old movie.
Yeah.
And I think that we really need, as a culture, some creativity stepping up. And mostly, a lot of this stuff revolves around, like, a lot of work gets stuck in publishing, like,
mm-hmm.
or copyright edits, like, stuff like that. And it takes a really long time to get them out.
I feel like...
And a lot of the censorship, but...
I feel like the reason why we are stuck in this rut is because we've got creativity boxed up. We're too scared to go out of this box because we know that this box has it covered.
Yeah.
Like, we know that we'll be successful in this box, but we're too scared to venture off into the,
like
deep abyss of creativity. Because there's so much more!
There is!
Like, there's so much more outside of the box, but we're stuck thinking inside this little box.
Like, we're at the edge of the Marianas Trench,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much more yeah. out there, and we're just too scared to jump out
yeah.
of, like,
we're
our
too scared
stuff.
To make that,
like,
one leap.
And, hey, it's scary, and there's
yeah.
stuff down there, but we as a people owe it to ourselves to make
yes.
it better. It's... Lucy, I love you. Oh, yes, my dog is the best dog.
I think that's what's holding me back from being a creative, though. Because of the fact that, like I said, a lot of times, like, I hate music theory.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because, yeah. Legit, anyone who's ever met me know, even like, if I barely know
it's
you.
It's the first thing out of your mouth. Like, yeah, I hate music theory.
Yes.
So what's your name? I hate music theory.
Yeah, like, exactly. I came out of the womb, I'm like, I hate music theory. Those were my first words.
A little odd, but okay.
Like, can't wait for somebody to listen to this. Hey, Blake, I hate music theory. You're right.
we'll make t-shirts.
Yeah.
Say, I hate music theory. And we'll make them for your entire class.
Exactly, yes.
So you can wear them on the last day of school.
But it... Like, I hate it because we are confined by these laws that are supposedly like, hey, you can be creative, but don't venture off.
Yeah.
Because then it sounds bad or whatever.
Or then it's like something...
It's dissonant. It uses too many... Like, you use a major, well, a minor third chord or whatever.
Yeah. It's also, like... For, like, a lot of, it's for, like, everything in the arts, it's censored, like, writing, music, art, don't eat that, Lucy, and, is it, dance, even, like, like, it's not limited to just one thing, we're we are suppressing our own ability as a society. And
this, so on the way back home, we listened to Grok. Like, you, so there was a difference between our choices of music.
Yeah. We're not gonna belittle.
For the audience at home, we like to rotate who chooses songs.
Just because it's easier.
To keep it fresh.
Yeah.
But there's such a difference between the type of music that we choose, because it's not repetitive. And then there's popular music that is so repetitive, it's not even that creative. Like, it's the same line for 3 minutes.
And it's like, like the Lego Movie Part 2 song, the song's gonna get stuck inside your head, and it's just that line.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there could be something more.
Music has become so copy-paste.
It has, and like...
And that's why I rarely listen to pop music.
Yeah. I listen to some, only because, like, I listen to, like, stuff like Lady Gaga. Mm-hmm. Because if you've listened to...
Oh, if you know me, I'm a huge Charlie Puth fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I freaking love Charlie Puth.
What is it? There's also... Like, if you really listen to... Like, the stuff that's not playing on the radio constantly, you'll realize this artist's potential. And you'll realize, like, what they're doing. Like... That's... Oh, man. That's what my favorite artist Hozier here does. Like, you've probably heard Take Me to Church millions of times.
Yeah.
But if you look into his newest album, Wasteland Baby, he just, every song is a different, like, almost a different genre. And it's really great, because...
That's the case for a lot of the artists that I listen to. But every album feels like a different album. Like, it's not the same album over and over. Like, Switchfoot does that. Like, you can see how they mature in their music and how they kind of twist their music. Arctic Monkeys did that. Like, if you listen to Suck It and See and Tranquility Base and
Tele Casino,
there's an obvious difference from their whole line of music.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love about any artist, and that's why I have my favorite artists, so...
I get that. I'm also finding myself listening to a lot of different movie scores. Because some of them aren't as repetitive. Because sometimes, like... Oh, 55 minutes. Oh, wow. Oof-da. But I'm not going to get into much. I'm just going to say... Like, if you... Imagine Dragons did that same thing. Mm-hmm. Where they tweaked their sound and not everyone liked it.
Yeah.
I ended...
Oh, yeah. Musicians get a lot of criticism for tweaking their sound. Because we want the similar sound. That's what Arctic Monkeys got.
Yeah.
They were like, this isn't AM.
Like, Fall Out Boy's, newest album, Mania, got the same crap.
Yeah. It's artistic to change your sound.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hear that maturity. You want to hear the development of a sound. You don't want the same crap repeated over and over, or else it gets too much.
It's like...
Yes.
Like, if you see those past albums, you may not listen to them much anymore, but, you'll go back every once in a while to see the progression. And that's the beauty of music. Isn't that right, Lucy? Yeah? She's comfy here. She's in my lap. Oh.
Perfect.
We got pretty deep here, dude.
Perfect, yeah.
I'm so proud of us.
That's one of many for our interlude episodes.
Yeah. I mean, if you want us to talk about anything other than what we have here, send us questions at the Instagram page, which is
DM us, the Dysfunctional Pod on Instagram. Or else email us
at
thedysfunctionalpod@gmail.com.
I think it's thedysfunctionalpodtm at doc.
Is it?
At gmail.com.
Did we do TM?
I don't know. That doesn't say it. Why doesn't it because say it? I think our...
Oh, wait, I can...
The Dysfunctional Pod it. Is... Dysfunctional Pod on Instagram is just a Dysfunctional Pod.
Dysfunctionalpodtm@gmail.com. I spit everywhere.
I know. You spit in my eye this afternoon.
thedysfunctionalpodtm@gmail.com is our email.
Yes. Or you can also follow us on Twitter at... What?
Who knows?
The Dysfunctional...
We don't use something. Twitter too often.
I do.
But to post the random... Buttloaf is a word.
I meant to post that to my personal Twitter. I forgot but it what didn't. I was
on. Oh, you're on a lot of stuff.
I know. Life...
Life.
Well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
See you in the next 2 weeks where we interview Gracelyn Colombo.
Oh, yeah.